And now, My Heart May Go Astray, starring Geraldine Brooks. Transcribed from New York City, Your Army and Your Air Force present a romantic story titled My Heart May Go Astray, starring as Anna Hoffman, Geraldine Brooks.
Yes, my name is Anna Hoffman. I hope the train conductor didn't notice I'd been crying. He probably thinks I'm in some kind of trouble or running away from something. Well, he's right. I am running away because I don't have the courage to stay and face. Because I don't have the courage to stay with a man I love.
Gentleman. But he sure is handsome. For a sympathy conductor. And did you notice the way that Clara Hoffman looked at him while she was playing the concerto tonight?
Oh, well, she's a very beautiful woman, Mabel, but she's so old.
My mother old. And now, why would anyone say a thing like that? Professor Carl, you've known Mama for many years. You taught her to play, just as you're going to teach me. You don't think she's old, do you?
Now, Anna, don't mind what people in an audience say. Your mother is a very beautiful woman, and she's the best concert pianist, well, practically in the whole world. You know very well the reason she sent you abroad to study music is so that you could have many of the advantages she didn't have as a girl. She wants you to carry on in her place. One day you will be... Shh! Here comes your mother now.
I played well tonight, Professor Carl.
You've asked me that question ever since your first recital as a little girl, Clara. Oh, of course you did. You were magnificent.
Oh, Mommy, you were so wonderful and so beautiful. Why, your eyes, they sparkle so... Well, everyone noticed it, I'm sure.
Oh, my sweet. Then it does show.
What do you mean, Mama?
Well, no one is supposed to know, but Franz and I... Well, you'll see later on. I can't tell you now.
Mama, are you and Franz in love? You are in love, aren't you? Please, Mama, I want to know.
Why, my child, you sound so serious. Well, then, you and Carl shall be the first to know. Franz and I are engaged.
Oh, Mama, I'm so happy for you, as long as that's what you want.
He's a fine man, Clara. I'm very happy for you.
May I come in?
Franz, darling! Of course, come in.
You were fine tonight, Franz. Never better.
Thank you, Carl. I felt fine out there with Clara in front of me. Oh, who is this? Why, she's so like you, Clara. Don't tell me you have a sister I didn't know about.
Oh, why, Franz. Oh, how clever you are. Of course, she's my sister, Anna. Anna, this is Franz Teller.
How do you do, Mr. Teller?
How do you do?
I've watched you conduct many times. I think you're the best I've ever seen, even when I studied abroad.
Oh? Then you play also, like Clara here.
Oh, I could never be as good as Clara, but I try hard to be.
Yes, now run along home, Anna. Professor Carl will take you. Franz and I are going to a late party. I'll be home later, Anna. Good night.
Good night, good night, Mr. Teller.
Call me Franz, like all my good friends do.
Oh, thank you, Franz. Good night. He smiled at me and told me I could call him Franz. My heart missed a beat. I remember it so well. My spirit soared. But then I remembered what Mama had told him, that I was her sister. And she'd seemed quite upset about something. I'd never seen her act that way before. Oh, and how I lay awake that night, waiting to hear a key turn in the lock, because I had to talk to her about what had happened earlier. Mama, may I talk to you before you go to bed?
Oh, Anna, it is so late. I don't care to talk now. Please go back to bed.
Mama, There have never been any secrets between us, have they? Why can't you talk to me now?
Anna, life isn't always everything we want it to be. I have been a success as a concert pianist, but I've had to work hard and sacrifice much. Your father wanted me to give up my career, but I couldn't do it. Now I think I am entitled to a little time for love and happiness such as I have never known before. You see, Anna, Franz is much younger than I. He thinks I am about his own age. He has no idea that I am the mother of a grown-up young lady like you.
But if he really loves you, that wouldn't matter, would it?
I guess you are right, Anna. He'll have to know sometime. It's better to know now before it is too late. I'll ask him to dinner tomorrow night after the concert. He will meet you then as my daughter.
But Franz never came to dinner that night. First a call. Where's your mom and Franz? They would have dinner. Now everything's spoiled. Professor Carl, what is it? Something's happened to Mama. Carl, what is it?
Anna, your mother collapsed at the piano tonight. She has been working too hard. The nervous strain she lives under day and night has been too much.
Professor, what happened?
Her heart. It was weak. I told her to get more rest. They rushed her to the hospital.
Later, I learned that Mama had suffered a severe stroke. Part of her body was paralyzed. And the doctor said he was afraid she'd never be able to play again. She came home. I hardly knew her. She just sat by the window and stared out, never speaking. She used a cane to help her walk from room to room. And one afternoon, she rapped on the floor and called me to her side.
Come here, Anna. By my chair. I must talk with you.
Of course, Mama, as you wish.
I have had a talk with Professor Carl. He's going to teach you to play as he once taught me. Then I think you are ready. You will make your debut to carry on in my place.
But, Mama...
You must. You must carry on. I always... And that you would. You must learn to play as your mother played before.
Oh, Mama, please don't speak as if you...
As if I were dead, child. I might as well be. But I cannot play. I might as well be dead.
Oh, Mama, please. I could never be as good as you are. Oh, it isn't that I don't want to do it for you, but I don't want to fail.
I will be the judge. You'll stay on here in San Francisco. I've asked Franz to look in on you from time to time. He can do a great deal for you. He's a great man, Anna. You must pay attention to everything he tells you. You have been more than wonderful to me, Franz, coming every day while I was ill. But there is nothing I need from you, Franz. Help Anna. That's all that's important to me now.
But, Clara, what about us?
Us? Oh, come now, Franz. You know, as bad as I, it's just a silly infatuation. It is fun for a while, but I am a woman with a grown-up daughter. Why, Anna is nearer your age than I.
You've been so wonderful about it, Clara. You know how much I think of you. But I'm afraid I never really was in love. I was a silly fool.
Oh, come now, that is past. There is work to be done. Anna needs you. Go help her, Franz. Help her become as great as I was once. Perhaps even greater.
I remember how Franz spent more and more time with me, and soon the days and months flew by. I scarcely dared to look at him when he sat by me at the piano because I was afraid he would sense my love for him. Then there was that one day when he was explaining an important passage in a Chopin etude, his face close to mine. Suddenly, he turned and kissed me.
Anna, how long can we go on like this? Loving each other and never daring to show it?
Franz, you must.
But we are entitled to our share of happiness. And I know you love me, too. Anna, tell me you do.
Oh, Franz, I do, but it's not right. I can't love anyone. Don't you see, I have no time. I have to work and study to play as Mama wants me to carry on in her place.
And there is no room in your heart for me, ever?
Oh, perhaps another time. Oh, Franz, please, let's not speak of it anymore. If you're going to help me with my lesson, then we'll continue. If not, will you please go?
Then I will go. But I leave my heart here with you.
Oh, Franz, how can I let you go?
Anna. Anna. Now you will have to choose between a career which may take up your whole life and leave room for nothing else. Or you can choose a life of love and marriage with the man you love. Happiness such as I never knew.
But, Mama, you heard me. I did choose. Yes. I told Mama I had chosen. But she knew my heart was breaking. Because Franz was really all that mattered to me. He was everything I'd ever wanted. I had slipped out of the house and ran away because I couldn't bear to face either of them again. And now, here I am.
I've checked your ticket, miss. It's all right. What's the matter? Are you ill?
No, I'm all right. Tell me, how can I get off this train, conductor? I've got to get back. I've got a concert to give tonight. I've got to be there, and I can't be late.
This is all for you. Listen to them. It's your night, Anna.
Oh, Franz, it's not my night. It's our night. Just as it is our life to share together.
Young men and women, are you in that bewildering spot of choosing a career? If you are, then this important news is for you. A career in the United States Air Force offers you the opportunity to follow your aims and ambitions in a wide variety of interesting assignments. It's your chance to further your education, to learn a skill or trade, and to enjoy the countless advantages of Air Force life. Get all the facts at your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station. Ladies and gentlemen, this program is brought to you by your Army and your Air Force on behalf of your local recruiting station in cooperation with this radio station. My Heart May Go Astray, starring Miss Geraldine Brooks, was written by Sergeant First Class Everett Day and was directed by Charles Wilkes and was specially transcribed for presentation at this time. This is Joe Ripley speaking for the Voice of the Army.